All right, Aaron's the priest of the children of Israel. God is laying down the law of how things shall be done. And just like we talked about in the overview, holiness is what God is. And he's saying, you are my people, so you'll be holy. And the way that this is going to happen is that when you sin, we have sacrifices that will cover that sin. But also that you will do exactly what I tell you to do, the exact way that I tell you to do it. Well, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, know all this. But they decide that they have a cooler way of doing something, or that they just want to offer something a different way than God's prescribed. And the fire of the Lord comes down and consumes them. Right? They exposed themselves to the holiness of God without the proper covering, without doing it the way that God said to do it. And the consequence was that they were burned up. There's no way to stand in the presence of the Lord uncovered. We learned that earlier when Moses was up on Mount Sinai and he asked to see God, and God said, look, I'm going to put you in the cleft of a rock. I'm going to put my hand between me and you, and then I'm going to remove my hand and you can see me from the back. But anyone who sees me in all my glory will be burned up. This isn't just a matter of God's wrath going after these guys because they disobeyed him. It's also that they took it upon themselves to come into the presence of the Lord in a way that was unholy or was not covered. So Aaron sees what has happened. These are his sons. And Moses comes to him and says, this is what the Lord was speaking about when he said, all who serve me must respect my holiness. I will reveal my glory to my people. All right, we have the atoning blood of Jesus Christ in our lives, those of us who are Christians, and we are now allowed to go into the presence of God and commune with him and have a personal relationship with him. But God is no less holy. And it's important for us to look at a story like this and not twist it to the sides and crinkle it up and go, well, God was an angry God back then. He just went after people like that. Man, these guys, they just wanted to bring him a nice offering and he burns them up. That's not what happened. And just because we have the atoning blood of Jesus Christ and have a personal relationship with God doesn't make him Santa Claus and doesn't make him a teddy bear. He is the almighty, all-sovereign, all-holy creator of all that you see and all that you are. Every breath you take is a gift from him at his pleasure. And everything that we as a people know, and all that we do not yet know, and all that we will ever know, is but a scratch of the surface of who God is. I say this today, both to expand on what Leviticus is saying and showing the holiness of God, and how holiness was required and is required. But I'm also trying to show us that we must also have a deep, an abiding reverence for who God is. He has invited us into a personal relationship, and he loves us as children, and we are so fortunate that we can speak to him of anything and have intimacy with him because of his love for us. But he is also God, and we must respect that fact. Grace is always there when we fall, in the same way that a sacrifice was given when the children of Israel fell. But that doesn't mean we lean on grace and just say, well, you know, I'll make the sacrifice and ask for forgiveness every day. That's not what this is about. God says, I am holy, therefore you be holy. And so we must pursue holiness.